that.
Over here, Makis, this is really, this is delicious, Rabbi. It's mamish. I can't even be, I would try to say it's like spares, but it's even more delicious than that. This is like the most delicious. There's a part, there's a steak, I don't remember what it's called. No, it's something on the top. Surprise or something like that.
Surprise cut.
Oh, wow. It's mamish, this is mamish. The spitz that you could get over here in Makis. Here we are. Zokte heilige Mishne Rabbosai. Can't even compare it to food. Ein Edim Zaymim Nerogin Acha Yigmar Hadin. Edim Zaymim don't get killed until there's a Gmar Hadin. Shariat Tztukim Oimrim Acha Yehoreg. Shenem Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. The Tztukim had a different opinion. Now, who are these Tztukim? These was the Chevra. They rejected the Chachamim's interpretation. They had this very interesting approach to Chumash. They did their own thing a little bit, and they caused us a lot of problems. So, over here, they Ke'ilu were somewhat loyal to Torah Shebichsav. It's impossible. So it's a little muddy. But in theory, yeah, Torah Shebichsav they accepted. Torah Shebichsav, they definitely had their own interpretation. So it says over here, Tzugum Armachi Yaharig. Tzugum said, "You're not chayev eight zaymim until the other person is killed." Which, by the way, makes a lot of sense, right? Our interpretation is very, very unique. That you're chayiv achi yigmar din, and we're going to end up saying even potter more than that. But the Tztukim says, until you kill, then you did something wrong. A person attempts to steal something. What's he chayiv for? How much does he have to pay?
Nothing.
He attempts to kill someone. How much does he have to pay?
Nothing.
So Eid Zaymim shouldn't be chayiv until something actually happens. That's what the Tztukim say. And they back it up with a pasuk. It says in the pasuk, nefesh tachas nefesh. What does nefesh tachas nefesh mean?
Life for life.
A life for a life. It sounds like the other life is gone. Chachamim say, no, but it says in the pasuk you have to do to like you want to do to his brother. It means that his brother is still around. So we counter, okay, but what about the Tztukim's taino? Why does it say nefesh tachas nefesh? Yochum mishashe kibol eidusim yaharig. I'm thinking from the moment they even just mekabel the eidus, they just say the eidus, you should get killed. Tamalom nefesh tachas nefesh ha'inan erogan ad sheyigmar hadin. So we got a machloikas over here, if you could call it a machloikas between the Tztukim and the Chachamim. Okay, the Tztukim are coming from where? Which pasuk? Now there's a one big problem over here. Is that there is no pasuk that says nefesh tachas nefesh. There is no such pasuk. I mean, there is a pasuk, but not an eid zaymim. Not a pasuk of eidim zaymim. But it says nefesh b'nefesh. So it's great. The Hagos Hagra says that it's got to really say nefesh b'nefesh, not nefesh tachas nefesh. But we said in the beginning of the Zman, we're circling back all the way to the beginning of the Zman, there's a difference between nefesh b'nefesh and nefesh tachas nefesh. Does anyone remember who we said it from? Toivy, can you tell me? The Malbim. Toivy would be able to tell me if he was here. From the Malbim. What does the Malbim say? The Malbim says that when it says nefesh tachas nefesh, what does that mean, the first nefesh? It's gone. When it says nefesh b'nefesh, then the first nefesh is still here. He brings many riyas. The Gan Rava brought riyas. Well, that's a riyas. So the fact that we so subtly use the words nefesh tachas nefesh, when we're talking about Tztukim's opinion, and the Tztukim are the one that says that it's taka not here, so it fits. That's what the Tztukim are interpreting nefesh b'nefesh as being another way of saying nefesh tachas nefesh, but that's not what the pasuk says.
They say the kashrasa.
Yeah, we're gonna have to see. We're gonna see. Well, yeah. They're very confused people. You don't have to. Their whole shita doesn't really work out 100%. It's not like we could say like, how do you? They don't feel totally meshubit to text. That's why I said it's a little complicated. I don't know. It isn't necessarily a drasha. We're going to see, is it a drasha, not a drasha? That's all we're going to hack about today, Rabbi Yisai. Akopamin, that's what it says. So where are the Chachamim coming from? The Chachamim coming from, it says, it sounds like, at least what it sounds like in the Mishnah. And what do we see from the words, Kashazom lasis la'achiv? Anyone? What do we see? Yoni, help me out. What? Why? Because it says Kashazom lasis la'achiv, and achiv means
he's alive.
Okay, now everybody say, let's get this straight, because it doesn't really make any sense to me at all. Vasisem loy, what does that mean? Okay. Who's him? Doesn't say. Sisem loy. Does it say Vasisem la'achiv? Vasisem loy. Kasher zomam. What does that mean? Like you planned in the past, la'asos, to do, la'achiv. So when does it have to be achiv, my friends?
When you planned.
When you planned. When you were zamam. When I was zamam, was he alive?
Yes.
When I was zamam, was he achiv?
Yes.
So what's the drasha? Va'asisem, if it would say, va'asisem la'achiv, kasher zamam la'asos, loy, got it. Great drasha. You have to do to achiv, he's got to be achiv. Or something like that. Va'asisem loy, kasher zamam, yeah, whatever. Va'asisem loy, kasher zamam la'asos la'achiv. What's the drasha? So there's in the Hagois on the Mishnayos is someone named Rabbi Eliyahu Gutmacher. Rabbi Eliyahu Gutmacher, he says the following thing: in proper grammatical Hebrew, you do first the cause and then the reaction. The cause and the reaction. So in other words, what's the cause? Over here in our case, the zmama. What's the reaction? Vasisem loy. So what it should say in the pasuk is kasher zomam lasos la'achiv kein ye aseloi. Kasher zomam lasos la'achiv kein ye aseloi. Like we planned to do to our friend, so we should do to you. And over here we switched it around. Va'asisem loy kasher zomam lasos la'achiv. Says Rabbi Yo Gutmacher, that means that the zmama has to, the kasher zomam lasos la'achiv has to still be here when va'asisem loy. When you're asisem loy, it still has to be kasher zomam lasos la'achiv. So if his brother is dead, so is it still zomam lasos la'achiv? No, because not brother's not alive. He brings a similar type of drasha. Let me finish, and then you hold your thought, my man. And it says the Rabbi Leo Gutmacher, similar types of drasha in the Gemara. The Gemara says that in the pasuk es mikdashchem ashema, which means I will destroy your mikdash, but it doesn't say that. It says v'hashimaisi es mikdashchem, and I will destroy your mikdash. It says es mikdashchem ashema, I will destroy your mikdash. I will destroy. It says I will destroy your mikdash. It makes it sound like even after I destroy it, it's still your mikdash. From there, we learn a halacha that is a person allowed to do anything he wants on the makoyim hamikdash. No, why not? Why is there still kedusha on the makom mikdash? Because even after I destroy it, it's still your mikdash. Va'asisem loy kasher zomam lasos la'achiv. Even after I did it, it's still got to be achiv. That's the drasha.
Don't say it doesn't have to make sense anyway, because it's just an answer.
Well, we didn't get there yet. We didn't get there yet. But first, we're trying to understand what Yudi's suggesting is that this drasha isn't real. But we're starting off trying to figure out. Does this drasha make any sense? Yudi wants to make the drasha. You're right, forget the drasha, doesn't make any sense. But in a moment, says Rabbi Leo Gutmacher, the drasha can make sense. What does it make sense? Va'asisem kasher zomam lasos la'achiv. When it was zomam, it was achiv. No, because it says va'asisem before kasher zomam. It has to be even in the asisem, it's still kasher zomam lasos la'achiv. It has to be achiv kain. Yes.
When it says kasher zomam,
yeah.
It's pretty obvious he's still alive. Because it means as you plotted, which means that you didn't actually.
Who said that? You made up that drasha. You made up that drasha. He didn't kill him. What do you want it to say? What do you want it to say? Vasisim lo kasher what? What do you want it to say?
If he would have killed him, it was like kasher harag.
But maybe it's if he's zamam and if he's harag. Maybe it's both. So maybe the plot, but who said the plot still has to be here? Who said? Maybe not. That's you're making up that drasha. We'll have to see if that's a real drasha or not. You just made that up. There is no such drasha. Nowhere in Shas. You made that up. Makes sense, okay? So Yeshua's chiddush. We'll get to that. We have to see if Shua's right. Shua's making a new drasha. Hello, new drasha Shua. Here it is, kasher zomam velo kasher. Zomam means that it wasn't asa. I don't know if that's true. Maybe yes, maybe not. We'll see. But that's not what our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah says the drasha is achiv. So now we're going to figure out.
If you ask this question differently, if it was asa, why
would
you
kasher
zomam?
What?
You could say
Shua's drasha a little different. No,
if it's actually
asa,
then
kasher
zomam.
No, maybe it's zomam and asa. Maybe it's both.
What?
You can't say asa because now I think zomam's pater. So that's to say zomam and zomam who had the asa. Maybe not. Shua's saying no. Zomam means not asa. Who said? I have to see. Okay. Rabbi Isai, Shua isn't really coming from nowhere. You see, he remembers vaguely what we learned on Daf Beis Amid Beis. If you look on Daf Beis Amid Beis, the Rashi right on the top of Daf Beis Amid Beis, Rashi says, Maha Soikel Eino Niskal. What does Rashi say over there? Eidim Shelo Huzmu Adshe Nehoreg Hanidon. In that we weren't mazim them until we killed the Nidon. The Achar Kach Huzmu, and there's Huzmu afterwards. Ain't Rogim. Kid Amrinon Bepirkin, like it says later on in our parak. Where does it say later on in our parak? Daf Heim Beis, where's that? Right where we are. Hargu Ain't Rogim. Dichsiv! Kasher Zomam Veloi Kasher Asa. Does it say that in our Mishnah? Did you see that in our Mishnah? Guess what? I checked the Gemara. It doesn't say it there either. It doesn't say it. What is Rashi doing? Kasher zaman velo kasher asa. That's not the drasha. What's the drasha of the Mishnah?
Achiv.
Achiv. Achiv kayom. What's going on over here? Comes the Heilige Ritva and says the Ritva, this is not a real drasha. That's what you didn't want to say. Forget the drasha. This drasha is not real. Achiv doesn't mean he's still alive. Lahakim sheim zera leachiv. What is that talking about? Yibum. Yibum, his brother, is dead. Lahakim sheim zera leachiv. His brother's dead, and still we're calling him Achiv. Says the Ritva, this is not a real drasha. Don't get all bent out of shape. This happens. Chazal do that. They sometimes say wrong psukim. That's regular. Now, I would like to add one thing. When you're talking to the tzdukim, you don't really have to be so accurate because you're not really having a conversation. It's not like they're going to say, "Oh, you're right." You know, it wasn't happening. This was not really. You know, we're not having a real conversation here. So we just give them whatever works. They're not.
This is the way they would understand.
Yeah, whatever. It doesn't bother me so much that they used an inaccurate pasuk in the conversation with the tzdukim.
Maybe they're trying to stick.
The tzdukim were not really searching for truth because there's so many holes in the tzdukim's ideology. So many holes that don't make any sense. Huh? Maybe they're trying to be more textual.
This
yeah, something like that.
Kitzer.
Drasha is Achiv is not a drasha as far as Kayim. Maybe other things.
As far as an answer to the Tzedukim, they see it as a drasha, not as a version of.
Maybe. I don't. Okay. After you can all come up with ideas why this would have been a better thing to bring for the Tzedukim, but that's not really the pasuk. It's not really what it is. And the Ritva says, you know, this is regular fare. That's not a problem to have such a thing where we bring a pasuk that's inaccurate, and he brings a raya. The raya is the hakim shem zera la'achiv. That's the pasuk says. Says the Ritva. Ah, but what about the Gemara in Sanhedrin? That's a problem because the Gemara in Sanhedrin says the following thing. We have a din mishal shalin like this. No, sorry. Well, a person gives malchus. Do you have to give all 39 malchus all the time, always?
No.
So you're oim din, which means you have to evaluate how much a person is worthy. But whatever it is, it has to be divisible by the number
three.
So let's say Bezdin says, okay, this guy can take 20 malchus. Now we got a choice. Oh, we got it. He's chayv 20. So we can give him 18, but there's a problem with that. Why?
Because
he can take two more. So then just give him 21. But then he'll die. Problem. So what should you do? Still give him 21. Why not? What's the big deal? He'll die. He'll hit the 21st, and then he'll die. Okay. So no, because it says in the pasuk, "Kasher nilka achicha leinecha." You have to give him malchus. Nilka achicha leinecha. Binanche achiv kayim. The basa de nilka has to be achiv. What does it sound like? If he's dead, he's not achiv. That's the Ritvan himself. No, it's in the pasuk says nilka achicha leinecha. The interpretation is the bina che achiv kayim basan nilka. Why? Because that's to be achiv. Ritva asks on himself. I thought you said achiv is even if he's dead. Comes the Ritva and it's with the save. Says Ritva, yeah, that's not what the pasuk means. That's not the Gemara means. The Gemara says nilka. You're close to what Yoni said. Nilka achicha leinecha. He has to be your brother in your eyes. What does that mean? We have to be able to see each other as brothers. Once he's dead, he's not achicha le'enecha. Shu is categorically still achicha, but he's not achicha le'enecha. Hasa midichsiv achicha le'enecha, shiyeh kayim le'enenu, v'lam miloshen achicha b'chod. It's not just from the loshen achicha. And that's the way the Ritva learns. That's the Ritva. Now, that L'chori would answer for us Rashi. Rashi and Dabbez Amid Beis says, what's the pasuk of the drush of our Gemara? Kasher Zaman, but lo kasher asa. Not Einecha. Not Achicha. Achicha Kayim. No such drusha. And the Gemara is really replacing it with what really is Kasher Zaman, but lo kasher asa. Okay. Which one is it from? No, they're both coming to the same outcome. We're coming to learn that if he's dead, he's no longer Kasher Zaman. Where do you learn it from? From Kasher Zaman, kasher asa. You learn it from Achicha. Now the Rashash in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Amid Beis argues. And the Rashash's ammo, where's he coming from? He's coming from the Gemara in the Gemara that we just mentioned. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, if a person gets Malchus, and we want to give him 21, he's going to die. You can't give it to him because it says Nilka Achicha Leinecha. He rejects the Ritva's thing with Einai. That's not the Drasha. The Drasha is from Achicha. And he brings Rashi. Rashi says, what's the Drasha? The Drasha says Achicha. The Acher says Rashi, B'shasha loike yi Achicha. Sheyakes Achai. He has to be alive when you hit him. Can't Achicha, he's not alive. Rashi sounds like the Drasha is Achicha. Right, so what do we do with the pasuk of the Ritva himself came from somewhere? He had a pasuk of Lahakim Shem Zera Lahachiv. What about that? He's dead. He's clearly dead. Says the Rashash, a beautiful chilak. Says a beautiful chilak. Says the Rashash, there's two types of brothers. There's a brother like Moshe and Aaron. Those are brothers. And then there's brothers, you know your holy brother? You call them brothers? Those are brothers. Those are two different types of brothers. There's a brother who's physically your brother. After he dies, he will remain your brother. He's always your brother. But when Klal Yisrael are called brothers, we're brothers because the Torah unites us. The mitzvahs unite us. Because through our Kabbalah HaTorah, we're together. Someone who's dead has no more mitzvahs. Someone who's dead is no longer your brother. The Rashash in Sanhedrin. Memeila, Kasher. We said, Lahakim Shem Zera La'achiv. In order to establish Zera for his brother. What type of brother are we talking about there?
Biological.
His biological brother. Biological brother always remains your brother. But over here, Kasher Zomam Lasois La'achiv. A person's plotting and he's saying Eidus about someone else. Is that his physical brother? For sure not. As we pointed out during Morning Seder, he's pusillatus on his own brother. It can't mean his brother Mamish. So what does it mean, his brother? It means because Klal Yisrael are all brothers. Well, we're only brothers when we're alive. That's the chiluk. You got it? So Rav Elio Gutmacher brings, no, but it's still not finished. Because there are psukim in Tanakh that people speak about other people that are not brothers. Like, for example, Tzar li achi Yonason, Sha'amar David. David called Yonasan his brother. Now, Yonasan was the son of who?
Shaul.
David was the son of? Yishai. They're not brothers. Tsar li achi Yonasan. When he died, Yonasan was dead. And David said, what? They're not brothers.
They're best
friends.
That's
a good point. They're best friends. So says Eliyahu Gutmacher, what it means is, what was David coming to say? He was coming to say, he's my brother, Mamish Azoivi, my brother. This is like Mamish, like my brother. Not because he's brothers, because we're all brothers, right? Shlomo Kalbach is brothers with everybody, because we're all holy brothers. That's not what David meant. He's a brother like a brother. He's not a brother like a brother. He's a brother like a brother. That's what he means. So therefore, Enachanami, if you're coming to say brother as if, the lashon he uses is ki'ilu hayolay ach b'toylada. It's as if we were born from the same mother with so much brothers. The epitome of ava she'eino tuluya b'davar. What's the epitome of a relationship that exists in the world? Does anyone know?
Brothers.
David and Yonasan. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says ava she'eino tuluya b'davar. David and Yonasan. They love each other.
But Aaron Mishnah.
No, David and Yonasan through thick and thin. The brothers. That's what they were. We were like brothers. There's plenty of brothers that we don't even like. Like a person's being an eid zomam about his brother over here. This is not because they love each other so much. It's the Torah unites us, whether we like it or not. We're brothers. What?
Your friend. You can
what?
You show your friend. It's a little like, it says, if you do something to your friend.
Right? Okay. Al kapanim, Rabbi say, we have machloikas. We're going to get back to that in a second. We have a machloikas. What's the machloikas? According to the Ritva, what's the drasha from? Where do we learn it from? For real, where's it learned from? According to the Ritva. Kasher zomam, lo kasher asa. According to the Rashash, where we and Rebellio Gutmacher, where are you learning it from? Achif. Yeah, this whole pasuk is not real. There's no such drasha. Achicha, achicha is not a drasha. V'haraya, hakim shem zera la'achiv. No such drasha doesn't exist. The whole thing is just a fake. What? He doesn't say it's a drasha if it's enon shem eladin. We have to get back to that. We have to get down to that. But you learn from kasha zom v'lo kasha. So that's the Ritva. Mashenken, according to the Rashash, it's from the word achicha. Achiv has to be kayom. Says the Achroinim, nafkamina would be as follows. What would be in the case as follows? Two in the covenant say Reuven killed Shimon. And then we find out that there's Zaymanim. We didn't kill Reuven yet. Let's say this way. Two in the covenant say Reuven killed Shimon. Bezdin Paskins, Reuven, you're Chayiv Misa. And then Reuven dies of a heart attack. Reuven's dead. And then we catch them as Zaymanim. Did Bezdin kill Reuven? No. Is Reuven alive? No. So if the drush is kasher zomam veloy kasher asa, if the drush is from kasher, says the Teferis Yankif, was Bezdin asa? No. So even though he's dead, kasher zomam, you have to kasher zomam to the Edim. Abba says the Pyrus Yosef, if you're learning it from the drusha, it has to be achiv kayom. V'asisem loy, when we do it to you, it has to be achiv kayom. Is achiv kayom when we want to do it to the Edim? No, he's dead. He's dead. And Achanami. It just has to be Achiv Kayam. Is he Kayam? He's not Kayam.
Or we would have to go.
So therefore, says the Persia, I said, you're going to be Potter. Potter.
It sounds like it has to come through Kasha Zaman, like you plied it last time.
What do you mean?
That's the reason that he...
No, so the way Elio Gutmacher learned to Joshua is V'asisem Loi, and it still has to be, Zam L'Achiv has to be Kayam. Right? But when we're doing the Asisem Loi, that's the way he's learning the drasha. Right. Says the Persia. Says, if that's the case, we'll get back to you. We're going to get back to Yoni, okay? You'll be there. But he said, the oilam is so orangutan. It's geschmack. This is such a festa sugya. What? Full of gas. Huh? Yeah, they'll be chayim in a shamayim. Yeah, for sure. They're going to shamayim. It's going to be not going to be pretty. What? What do you mean? There was someone to kill someone. He died of a heart attack. IP probably died of a heart attack because he was having so much stress because he was going to get killed anyway. Probably, so... Yeah, it was a heart attack. Yeah, they're gonna get in trouble when they get up there. That's for sure. But it's gonna be an afkamina lechoyro.
According to the Ritva, it would be an afkamina on how we discussed tachtav.
What?
Be tachtav. It's still not here. Even according to the Ritva, when we said tachtav shah, tachtav's not here.
Tachtav shah.
I mean, tachtav shah was Rav Chanan and the Maran.
You're getting back to that. Okay, Rabbi, say, let's see how the Rambam learns. Let's take a look over here. We have in front of us the Rambam Perek Chof Halacha Beis Neherag Zeh Sheheidu Alav Neherag Zeh Sheheidu Alav V'achar Kach Huzmu. He's dead. Sheheidu Alav V'achar Kach Huzmu. He got killed. Neherag Zeh Sheheidu Alav V'achar Kach Huzmu. And afterwards they become Zaymimim. What do we do to them? Einon Neheragin. Min Hadin. Min Hadin means it's learned from a... Kal Chaimer, I think. Sheneemar. Kasher zomam la'asos lo'achiv. V'adayin lo'y asa. V'dov ezem mi piya Kabbalah. This is learned from Kabbalah, means from Masayra, from the Chachamim. Aval im loka ze she'idu alav loiken. But if you give him Malchus, then he does get loiken. V'chein im yotza hamomoyin miyad ze liyad ze. Be'edusan. So the Rambam seems to say the din of kasha zomam v'lo kasha asa applies exclusively to Misa. Not to Malkus and not to Mammon. But by Misa, what happens if you kill someone already? What's the din? Einon neherogin min adin shenemar kasha zomam lasos lochev v'adayin lo asa v'dover zem epi kabbalah. A lot of words in the Rambam. Comes along the Hasagas HaRaivet. Take a look, and the Raivet on the top says, Nereg Zeh She'idu Alav, Amar Avram, Shibush Huzeh. Something's wrong here. This is a Shibush. Now the Achroinim struggle to figure out which part of the Rambam the Ravid doesn't like? Which part of the Rambam does the Ravid write Shibush? Usually the Ravid will pinpoint it for us in his Dibur HaMaschil. Let's see what the Ravid is talking about. The Ravid says, Nerag ze she'idu alav v'chulu. What's he talking about? I don't know. There's three, I could technically break down the Rambam into three different parts. Kasher Asa doesn't get killed. Kasher Asa by Malchus. Kasher Asa by Mammon. What's the Ravid talking about? Comes the Radvaz. Listen to this. And the Radvaz says that the Ravid is being chalak on the very first line of the Rambam. Read the first line of the Rambam. Nerag ze she'idu alof. Ve'achar kach huzmu. Says the Ravid Mishubesh. Doesn't make any sense. Should I tell you why? Why doesn't it make sense? That line doesn't make sense. Okay, so this guy's dead. Two Aden walk in and say Reuven killed Shimon. And then Bezdin kills Reuven. Two other Aden walk in and say, whoa, 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 we gotta talk. Because you were with us. Is Bezdin going to accept that Adas? Is Bezdin gonna listen to them? We gotta talk? What do we gotta talk about? Where are you going with that Adas? Reuven's already dead. Where are you going with your Adas? Hold on, that's the right answer. Hold on. Where are you going with that Adas? There's no point in the Adas. Says the Radvaz, the Ravid's Kasha is, we'll never accept Edom after Kasher Asa. We'll never accept Edom. So what should the Rambam have written? And this would have been acceptable. Nerag ze she'idu alav, ein mekablim shum Edom. Because you can't be Muslim them anymore. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, Nerag ze she'idu alav, v'achar kach huzmu. How are they huzmu? Why is Bezdin talking to these people? Who cares? What difference does it make? What's irrelevant? Where are you going with your Eidos? That's the Ravid's Kash on the Rambam. The Ravid says, Shibushuze. Says the Radvaz, Imzehu Kushyasa Ikalitirutse. If that's his Kasha, I have a good teretz. Because we want to make these Edom Zoymim impossible Eidos. You're right. We're not going to give him Kasha Zom anymore. Kashazam is long gone. But they make them pasalitis. No, the Nafkamina might be whether or not they get what? Loisane. Maybe. But we want to give them we want to make them pasalitis. Maybe Loisane and all that stuff. So the case is you're right. Kashazam is off the table. Because he's dead. But there's still what to be gained by these Adam coming in and saying that you were with us. That's what the Radvaz says. Lemaisa, that's not so simple. That's not so simple. Why is it? Why is the halacha kasher zaman velo kasher asa? Anyone know? Why is the din kasher zaman velo kasher asa? What's the philosophy? Tell me the philosophy behind it. Does anyone remember the philosophy behind kasher? What? No, that's not philosophy. Philosophy. Give me some philosophy. Be philosophical. What?
It was meant to happen.
It was meant to happen. One pshat is it was meant to happen. And remember the other pshat, we said two pshatim. That's not philosophy. That's the lumdus. We're going to get back to the lumdus. The other pshat we said was as follows. This is we're going back to the beginning of this man, my friends. The other pshat we said was that why do we believe the second set of Edom over the first set of Edom? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the nick of time, a very small window, from when there's the psak din till when, in the nick of time, we're saving the Edom, this guy's skin. So because we're saving the person that they were made on, therefore we'll believe the second set of Edom. But if the guy's not being saved, why should we believe the second set of Edom over the first set of Edom? The whole Gzeres HaKosev that we believe the second set of Edom over the first one is because there's a guy over here who's about to be killed by Bezdin, and then these Edom come in the nick of time and they save the day. What happens if it's too late, the guy's killed already? Why should we believe the second set of Edom over the first set of Edom? So my friends,
the only reason why they're coming in at that moment is because Hashem's saving him.
That's the Chinuch says. That's why we can believe the second set of Edom. So according to the Pshat of the Chinuch, if the Edom come in after he's dead already, do we believe the second set of Edom over the first set of Edom?
No.
So does the first set of Edom become Pasul?
No.
Do the first set of Edom get Malchus?
No.
So what's the point of accepting the Edom? If you say the word of Kasher Zom Velo Kasher Asa, like the Ramban said, which is that obviously he deserved it, that doesn't mean that necessarily we think that you're telling the truth. You're lying, but he obviously deserved it. So we don't punish you. But if the Vart is that we don't believe them anymore, that might be the machlokas between the Ravid and the Rambam over here. That could be. And that's what the Ravid is saying, Shibush and the Rambam, that might be the machlokas, can say. However, most Achorinim understand, and that's the way the Kesef Mishnah says, the Ravid is really arguing on the end of the Rambam. Because the Rambam says Kashazom lo Kashasur is only for Misa, not Malkus and Mammon. But why not? Says the Kesef Mishnah. Mammon I can understand. Because Tosfos talks about it. Tosfos and Baba Kama says two reasons. One reason is Mammon is Efshar b'Chazara, so it's not really as if you did it. And the other reason is because there's a cloud called Ein Oinchin Min Adin, but by Mammon, Oinchin Min Adin. So therefore, Mammon is different than Misa. But Malkus, first of all, it's not Efshar b'Chazara. And second of all, there is a cloud Ein Oinchin Malkus Min Adin. That's what the Gemara says. So Malkus is the same as Misa. Mammon, I understand. What's with Malkus? So where's the target, the real, all of the fury of the Ravid's Kasha? Malkus. Why saying Malkus Kasha Zomim Velo Kasha Us? Why are you getting, even if it's Asa? What's the reason? Why even if, by Mammon I understand, because it's Efshar b'Chazara, it's not really called Asa. Or because by Mammon there's Oinchim and Adin, if you're Chai for Zom, you're also Chai for Asa, whatever. Mammon might have its own reason, but by Malkus, what's the deal? Why by Malkus? So we said, Rabbi, if you remember, the whole Rab Chaim, that whole shtickle Torah Rab Chaim says, because it's not really called Kasher Osa. Why is it not called Kasher Osa if you give him Malkus? Does anyone remember?
It's not Malkus.
Because it's not Malkus. Malkus means Bezdan has to have a reason to give him Malkus. The say it's Pech. It's Pech, it's not Malkus.
Yeah, we said we look at it. Yeah,
it wasn't Malkus.
We said Chaim say we look at it like it's Kasher Osa now.
Copy Kasher Osa, copy this, and he spit. We had a whole huge Torah over here, massive Torah of Chaim, but we could say much more simple. That's what we said then. As if you did it to be mechayiv you, but not as if you did it as if you're doing it. Reb Chaim Mamash splits hairs. He says, klape this mama, it's as if you did it. Klape this, it's not as if you did it. A kid said, we're not going to get into Reb Chaim now because I just want to tell you what the Radvaz says, very simple. The Radvaz says, you're totally on the wrong train. You're on the wrong train. What's the drasha? What's the drasha in the Gemara? What's the drasha in the Mishnah? Why is it that if a person killed someone that we say that you're no longer chayiv? What does the Mishnah say? Anyone? Achiv Kayim. If you give him Malkus, is he still alive?
Yeah.
If you make him pay Mammon, is he still alive?
Yeah.
If you kill him, is he still alive?
No.
So the Rambam says very simple. It's so easy. The Rambam says Kashasam lo Kashas is only when it comes to the din of Misa, because the drush is from Achiv. That's the Rambam. The Radvaz says this. And the Meiri. The Meiri says it also. Yeah, you see, he goes through it. If he's arguing on this, then it's that. The Radvaz has many different. That's what the Ritva said. The Ritva brought a Raya, because it says the Pasuk, Hakim Shem Zeh Al-Ochiv, Bayob, Yibom. The Rashash says that's not true, because the Rashash says that's only by when it's a real brother. But over here, the Drash is a legitimate Drasha. The Rama obviously holds like the Rashash, and everything is absolutely beautiful. There's only one small problem.
So for Mammon, why did
you
need to
Baba Kama? You don't. The Rama's not going to Baba Kama. That's only Toysis that went to Mammon and Yochanami. Toysis is going to hold by Malkus. There's going to be a din kashdom lo kashosa. But the Rambam says, Mammon is also, forget it. It's just exclusive drasha for Misa. That's what the Radvaz says. That's what the Miri says. There's one little problem.
The Rambam holds Achiv drasha as a real drasha.
That's what we're saying.
But how's it possible it's not in kashdom? The Pasuk is not in kashdom.
What do you mean? There's one little problem. Is if you read the Rambam, he doesn't say that. This is the only problem. Let's read the Rambam, my friends. What does the Rambam say? Here we are again. Nerag ze sheidu alav v'achar kach huzmu eino nerogin min hadin shenemar kashizomam lasas la'achiv v'adayin loy osa v'adayin loy osa. What do those words mean? Precious words. It sounds like the Rambam is referencing the drasha kasher zomam v'loy kasher osa. So the Radvaz, it's a beautiful plan. There's only one problem. The Rambam doesn't say it.
According to that, or according to anyone who would hold that the actual
justice
is
positive,
if you kill someone while giving them
offers, right? It could be, Okay, Rabbi, but we got another problem, and this is where we're going to pull together. It's not finished, but I'm bringing you so close to the answer. How does Rashi hold? How does Rashi hold? Does Rashi hold Achiv as a real drasha, yes or no?
Shash said it in Rashi.
Rabbi Yisrael, how does Rashi hold?
Rashi
holds Kasher Asa. You see before. Rashi and that Beis Amid Beis said the Drash is Kasher Zaman velo Kasher Asa. Rashi said the reason is because Kasher Zaman velo Kasher Asa. Rashi does not quote our Mishnah. So that was where we started off. That's the whole, we launched this whole thing from Rashi that Beis Amid Beis. Rashi that Beis Amid Beis says Kasher Zaman Kasher Asa. That's not the Drasha. Shua made up that Drasha. Rashi made up that Drasha. The answer is the Ritva. Rashi was like the Ritva. The problem is the Rashash said everything's coming from Rashi. Rashi and Sanhedrin, who says that when you give someone Malkus, if you hit him, so it says Nilka Achicha, and he's not Achicha. Steer in Rashi. So the same type of steer we're going to have in the Rambam, we're going to have in Rashi. It's not really a steer in the Rambam, but it is kind of, because the Radvaz says, oh, it's from Achicha, but the Rambam says it's from Kasher Zaman or Kasher Asa. It sounds like what we're going to have to make is some sort of shiluv. And Tuli made a beautiful diak in the Rambam, which is mashma that way also. Because read the Rambam again. The Rambam says, Shenemar kasher zomam lasois le'achiv v'adayin lo'asa. Why does the Rambam bring the second half of the pasuk? Just say, kasher zomam lasois v'adayin lo'asa. Why does he say, kasher zomam lasois le'achiv? Why does he stick that word in there? It sounds like that's a big word for the Rambam. Says the Radvaz, yeah, le'achiv, that's the word. But then it says, kasher zomam lo'achiv. Sounds like the two are working together. Somehow, we have to find a way that both of these psukim are complementing each other. And the drasha in the end of the day is kasher zaman velo kasher asa. But what's megala to us on kasher zaman velo kasher asa? Well, how do we know to darshan kasher zaman velo kasher asa? The word achicha. Achicha gives me kasher zaman velo kasher asa. So, question exactly.
Back to our other case where the guy dies of a heart attack, according to the Rambam.
So Yudi's now, Yudi Baruch Hashem, he's tying up all the loose ends. Now back to the case, what happens if the person has a heart attack and he dies on his own? Is he alive?
No.
But is it Asa?
Yeah.
No. So now there's no more nafkamina. You get a high five for that. There's no more nafkamina. We made a whole nafkamina because if you learn from Achicha, if you learn from Kasher Asa, it's going to be different things. Yet he says no more because no longer really. Achiv is just being Megala and Kasher Asa. That's all it's doing. And really, even the Rambam agrees it's from Kasher Asa. But Kasher Asa is exclusive to Misa. Because Achicha is telling you, Darshan over here, Kasher Asa. Not by other places. The Ritva argues on the Rambam. There is a machloikas in whether Achicha is a drasha. But in the end of the day, is Achicha going to be the be-all, end-all? No. It's Achicha. It's zero according to the Ritva. Zero according to the Rambam. It's a setup. No one says, in the end of the day, we're learning from Achicha. If you're not learning from Achicha, if he dies, don't make a difference. It has to be Achicha is megala kashazam velo kashavasa. That's what it is.
It's teaching you.
Oh, according to everyone, you're still going
to
be chayiv. According to everyone, it's still considered kasher zaman lo kasher asa. According to everyone, it's kasher zaman lo kasher asa.
It has to be that achicha is teaching you only to learn out kasher zaman lo kasher asa
by misa, right?
Not telling you.
Correct.
To only learn it out when he's alive.
Correct. We're right there. I didn't finish it. I didn't finish the vort, Rabbi Yisai. Totally wants the vort finished. Hopefully, he's going to finish it. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. But one thing's for sure: the Eilim was handling this before. All of this raid that we're hacking, the whole mechanics of Rabbi Chanan doesn't really work. And it's okay because it could be that we'll move Rabbi Chanan over to the Ritva. But what I mean is this: fallacy. Rabbi Chanan said that the yisoid of Edom Zaymim is you take that sack that's hanging around, you put it on you. So we said, that's why Kasher Asa Nachayev. Why is Kasher Asa Nachayev? Psak's not there. Does that make a difference if it's Malkus or Mamoin or Misa? Now Mamoin, you could say Efshe B'Chazara, so therefore the Psak's still here or something. But Malkus, the Psak is done.
No, because it wasn't Malkus.
Okay, if you're doing it wasn't Malkus or Chaim. But I'm saying, in theory, there's no such thing as saying that the Kasher Asa only exists by Misa. There's no reason Kasher Asa would only exist by Misa. Right? If the vart is, because it has to be, the psak has to be used, unless you want to finagle, but Kipshuta Rabbi Chanan is saying, if the psak is used, psak is used. Let's see the end of the Mishnah. What state weiter in the Mishnah? Says the Mishnah. Amru lehem chacham lekvar nemar v'sisim lakash zom lasis lachiv ver yachiv kayam. Im kain, lama nemar nefesh tachas nefesh. Yocha mishasha kibla edusam yaharagu tamalamir nefesh tachas nefesh ha'ena ne'erogim ad sheyigmar hadin. So I would have thought that it's already from the shas shekiblu edusam. The shas kiblu edusam, I would have thought. Talmud loimer, nefesh tachas nefesh, in an erogim at yigmar hadin. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, at yigmar hadin, elaim kein nigmar tchila hadin shel anidon lehoreg, v'achar kach huzmu. Why does Rashi have to emphasize nigmar hadin lehoreg? Maybe Rashi is saying that this whole din, this whole idea, is only by Misa. Like the Rama. Nefesh b'nefesh, the enim zayim k'siv, lo sochas eincha nefesh b'nefesh. Rashi changes the gear so to nefesh b'nefesh. L'achos l'ofen mashmo sharei ochiv adayin kayom. Yoncho mishakiblo edusan, ubalehem azama miyad, kodim gemar dino shal nidon yehargu. I might think that if the kibbol edusam, and then the azama happens before the gemar din, yehargu. Kamashmalan, it's only nigmar hadin. So everybody say, I want to clear a tifa chakira here. Reb Shmuel clears a tifa chakira. Tifa chakira. Is the pshat, and we're gonna break it down. Is the pshat that the gemar din is the mechayiv of eid zoymein, or the gemar din is a tnai in the chiyuv of eid zoymein? Again, is the pshat the gemar din is the mechayiv of eid zoymein? Ad sheyigmar hadin, mit the gemar din, does he have the mechayiv eid zoymein? Or the pshat is the mechayiv of eid zoymein is already when he is goymer edusoy. But there's a tnai. Until Nigmar Adin, he's not going to be chayv. We're going to see if there's a nafkamina la halacha, and I'm going to tell you nafkamina, and now we're going to get to the lamdas. Okay. Okay. I'll tell you nafkamina as follows. Rabbi say.
Rashi says the hazama comes after
Nigmar Adin. What?
Rashi's saying the hazama comes after Nigmar Adin.
If sure, the hazama has to happen after Nigmar Adin. The shaila is why. No, it's you have to be mazim them after the gemar din, but why is the pshat because there's a tnai that you need a gemar din before it becomes an eid zayimim, or the omachayev is the gemar din? What happens if it gets caught before the gemar din? Is the pshat okay? You slimy eid zayimim, but we're not punishing you tnai. There's a legal loophole, or the pshat is he's not a slimy eid zayimim yet.
Rashi says, which
ball the hand. So listen, hold off on the Rashi. Listen to it. I want to tell you, I want to say it's totally in the way that we learn Edom Zayman. Here goes. Let's take Rabbi Chanan. We all understand Rabbi Chanan. What's Rabbi Chanan's Vart? We call it the boomerang. We call it what we want to call it. The Vart is as follows. The way we punish you is Tachtov. Now, does that have anything to do with the Machayev, where the Chiyev is coming from? You only listen to the Vart. Does that have to do with where the chiyuv is coming from? The reason why we need gemar din, according to Rabbi Chanan, is because without the gemar din, I would say he's not an eight zaymeim, or we just can't punish you. Just the chiyuv, the din tachtov needs the gemar din, but he could be he's an eight zaymeim before that. You slimy eight zaymeim, I just can't punish him because I have no psak to give him. Maybe we'll give him malchus. Maybe I don't know, but he's be'etzem. There's a tnai in being punished as an eid zaymeim. The tnai is that he has to have gemar din. But listen to this. Rabbi said, listen. Aryeh. As follows. We had a different pshat in eid zaymeim. Our pshat in eid zaymeim was, we get into a virtual reality. It says, if you did it. What creates the virtual reality? The gemar din. Bezdin says you're chayav misa. It's as if he's dead. When is it as if he's dead? It only happens by the gemar din. So before the gemar din, you know what he says? What do you want from me? That was just attempted. I didn't do anything. Nothing happened. When did it happen? When was it nailed? When did he do it? We say again, he didn't really do it. But when does the virtual reality kick in? When is it ki'ilu he did it with the gemar din? So before gemar din, he's not an eid zoymein. He's a dirty, rotten scoundrel, but he's not an eid zaymeim.
He just still get thrown out.
Because not because the edits can get thrown out, because this that we consider it as if you did it is once Bezdin Paskin. Chayev Misa. We see it as if he's dead. Right. This guy's dead already. You just killed him. But before the Gemara did, before that, you're not an Eid Zaymin. You're a dirty, rotten scoundrel, but you're not an Eid Zaymin.
You only believe the second set of Aiden because the Gemara did that this guy's supposed to get killed and Hashem wants to save him now.
Right.
That's the reason why I believe the second people.
Right.
But
that's only after we know. That's only after we know that you need Gemar Din. But maybe before, and I might think that even before Gemar Din, maybe you're still saving him because there's going to be a Gemar Din. It's not. Kitzur two pshatim. Let's get clear. According to Rabbi Chanan, the fact that you need a Gemar Din is a technicality. In order to punish him, I need a Gemar Din. The Gemar Din is not what makes him into an Eid Zaymim. It's just the punishment comes the boomerang. So it can only boomerang once there's a Gemar Din. But Be'etzem, we caught him. He's an Eid Zaymim beforehand. But according to the pshat that we're saying, that it's that we created, it's ki'ilu you killed him. Where did the ki'ilu you kill him come from? It came from the Gemar Din. The Gemar Din is what creates it. Huh? The Reb Chaim, he deals with it, but he shlugs, he doesn't like it. Because Reb Chaim asked the question that we asked then.
Either way, this chakir, you'll get leishana even before Gemar Din?
I don't know. This I don't know. Will you get, what will be the din? Will you get malchus as leishana even before? Pashtus not.
Well, it's still an edus.
Yeah, because you don't get malchus. The edus because it's lav shem b'maisa. And the only din that you have when you get malchus is when it's stikos tzadik b'shivas Russia. Maybe this is called stikos tzadik b'shivas Russia. Maybe not. Kitzer, this is up for discussion. Rabbi, this perhaps is a machlekes rishonim. We're going to discuss tomorrow, and we're going to start the Gemara because the drasha of kasher zonah lo kasher asa is also still complicated. We put it out there, but we didn't define it that we will do hopefully tomorrow.